Scutellaria lateriflora, also known as skullcap, is a widely used herb in alternative medicine practice for menstrual, nervous, digestive, and renal problems. There have been rare instances of acute liver injury attributed to its use. However, the occurrence of de novo autoimmune hepatitis has not been reported before. We present a case of severe acute liver injury and drug-induced autoimmune hepatitis resulting from skullcap usage. A 62-year-old female with a history of Sjögren's disease presented with new-onset jaundice. Her labs were noted to be alkaline phosphatase 164, AST 1091, ALT 980, and a total bilirubin of 9.5. MRCP did not show any signs of cirrhosis or biliary obstruction. The patient's LFTs were normal 4 months ago. She denied any history of liver disease but affirmed taking skullcap supplements over the last month, secondary to insomnia. Her initial testing for other causes of liver disease, including hepatitis A, B, C, CMV, EBV, HSV, was unremarkable. She was found to have chronically elevated ANA given a history of Sjögren's disease. Interestingly, her IgG was found to be elevated at 2,573 milligram per deciliter, which was thought to be secondary to acute liver injury. On initial biopsy, the patient was found to have resolving central lobular necrosis with predominant eosinophil infiltrate, indicative of severe drug-induced liver injury. However, given downtrending LFTs over the next 72 hours, the patient was discharged without patient follow-up. Unfortunately, the patient was admitted a month later with worsening jaundice and acute kidney injury. Her LFTs were found to be alkaline phosphatase 619, AST 1222, ALT 540, and T-bili of 6.6 milligram per deciliter. Infectious workup was negative. Over the next few days, the patient's transaminases downtrended, but her total bilirubin continued to rise with a peak of 11.8 milligram per deciliter. Repeat biopsy showed extensive plasma cells consistent with drug-induced autoimmune hepatitis. The patient finally did improve with resolution of jaundice. She was subsequently listed for simultaneous liver-kidney transplant, but was later on deactivated due to overall improvement in status. The toxic effects of skullcap are thought to be mediated secondary to flavonoids present in its root. However, the contribution of other adulterants cannot be excluded, as there are no regulatory bodies governing herbal supplement production. To our knowledge, this is the first case of drug-induced autoimmune hepatitis secondary to skullcap supplements. Hepatologists must be aware of this association, as the incidence of herbal and drug-induced liver injury continues to rise, as it has over the last 3 decades.